Welcome to Inside Texas Tech on KTTZ FM 89.1.
Hello and welcome to today's edition of Inside Texas Tech on Texas Tech Public Radio. I'm Abigail Arroyos. If you've ever set foot on any of the Texas Tech University system campuses, you'll have noticed more and more art in the form of bronzes, mosaics, paintings, and interactive pieces scattered throughout spaces like building entryways, walking paths, and benches. Public art, often commissioned and customized for the campus, has in fact made Texas Tech one of the most well-regarded and renowned collections in the nation. To highlight that, Inside Texas Tech will spend time featuring just a few of the hundreds of pieces adorning the flagship university and other campuses, the artists who created them, their inspirations, and how they reflect and display the tenets that the university was established after. The public art program at Texas Tech, according to public art manager Emily Wilkinson, is quickly growing, adding about 5 to 10 new pieces each year to the collection, and a handful of those were installed this summer alone.
We put in 4 new pieces over the summer, so if people went away for summer, end of spring semester, and came back, hopefully they've noticed that there's several more pieces that have gone in over the summer, and we have 6 pending projects right now, and several more that are kind of slated to be posted in the next year or so. So we're really growing a lot.
The public art program at Tech has also benefited from the statewide Percent for Art program, which designates 1% of state university construction funds to the commission of original public art pieces to be installed at the site of a new building.
The public art program was actually added to the region's rules in 1998 and officially adopted in 2001. And what it states is that 1% of each construction project budget, and this is new construction and renovation, 1% of that is allocated for the purchase of original art to be placed with that project and in a publicly accessible place nearby. So anytime, this even includes life safety upgrades, things like a sprinkler system or new HVAC, we get to install art with all of those projects, which is really neat.
So as Texas Tech's campus and branch campuses continue to grow, the art will continue to be commissioned, Wilkinson says.
Texas Tech recently just got a lot of funding from the state for building projects, so that's going to increase our public art by a bit, but Texas Tech is growing so quickly anyways that we really haven't had a slow year yet.
With works commissioned from artists like sculptor Deborah Butterfield and public artist Tom Otterness, Texas Tech's commissioned works under the Percent for Art program are high quality, often integrated into the space in which they're displayed. And in the cases of such pieces as the sculpted bulls outside the Animal and Food Sciences building and the stacked books creating a whimsical figure outside the university library, reveal the purposes of the campus buildings they beautify.
Texas Tech was actually ranked in the top 10 nationally of university public art programs, and as far as I know, the only Texas university among that ranking. So I may be biased, but I do believe that Texas Tech has one of the best programs in the nation, not just because of those findings, but just because we are adding to our collection so rapidly.
While Wilkinson says that approximately 3/4 of the system's collection is on the Texas Tech flagship campus in Lubbock, the collection is growing so quickly that public art is cropping up on every campus in the Texas Tech University system.
Between all those campuses, we have about 240 pieces spread out. Of course, the majority is on the Texas Tech Lubbock campus, but we do have a few others on our other campuses.
Tune in Friday at this same time to hear more about specific pieces, starting with a tribute to the newest piece on campus, A Vision in Geometry and Nature. For Texas Tech Public Radio, I'm Abigail Arroyos. Support for Inside Texas Tech comes from Texas Tech University Worldwide eLearning, offering more than 50 bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificate programs fully online. More information can be found at elearning.ttu.edu/kttz.
This has been Inside Texas Tech on KTTZ FM 89.1.